This week's parasha is Parashas Bahar. The pasuk in the beginning of the parasha starts off talking about Shemitah. It says in the pasuk, "Kisvoy laaretz v'chulu v'shav saaretz Shabbos laHashem sheish shonim tizra sadecha v'sheish shonim tizmar v'shona hashviya Shabbos shabasa yila aretz Shabbos laHashem sadchaloi tizra v'charmachaloi tizmar." In the pasuk it says that every seventh year is Shemitah. You cannot work the fields. You have to mafka all the paris. It's Shabbos LaShem, it's Hefkel LaShem, the year of Shemitah. And later on in the parasha, it talks about the Issa of Ribbis, of charging interest. The pasuk says, Al tikach mi'itoi neshech v'sarbis, es kaspecha loisit loi v'neshech, uv'marbis loisit in achlecha. The pasuk says, you're not going to charge interest. And the question is there any connection between these two Isurim, the mitzvah of Shemitah and the Issa of collecting interest, collecting Ribbis? Is there any connection between the two? And the truth is, there's a very big connection. In the Chinuch, it explains, the Sefer HaChinuch, a mitzvah peidalet, explains what is the meaning, what's the pshat, what's the beer in the mitzvah of Shemitah. And he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzvah lahafgir kol ma'ashtei tzaretz, to be mafgir everything that grows from the ground, and you shouldn't work on the field. Why? A person should remember that all the shtadlus he does for panasa, really, it's not up to him. It's not because of him. When he plows and plants the field, that's not because of him. That's because of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a chiyuv du hashtadlus. You have to work. You can't just be samech al neis. There's a klala from Adam Arishon. You have to work. You have to hashtadlus. You have to plow. You have to plant. You have to cut. But everything ultimately comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He is the one and the only one who decides panasa. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take off a year, and you'll still have the same panasa. Because everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter if you work or you don't work. So those 6 years, you got to work. That's part of the klala. You have to establish. When it comes to seventh year, don't worry about it. Hashem will take care of everything. All the panasa comes from anyone. And that's the emuna that we learn from the mitzvah Shemitah. The emuna that any money we make, any panasa we get, is ultimately from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because of our own work, our own smart, and our own working the field. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the Parashah Ribbis, it says, you cannot collect interest. What does the collecting interest mean? You lend money, and you lend $100, and you charge per month a certain fee, 10% a year, and you get $110 back. It's a great business deal, because you are for sure getting back that 10%, and if it accrues longer, you even get even more, and it's a great business to go into, the business of Ribbis. So Zok the Kli Yakar, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Ribbis is Aser is because it takes away the Midas HaBatochen. When someone goes into business, he makes an investment, or he opens a store, so he knows it's not all up to him. He could try and do his Ashtadlus, but ultimately, who knows? Who knows people that come by? Who knows if that investment will go good? If you invest in a property, who said that people are going to want to rent? Who said the building's going to go well? So therefore, there's always a risk involved. Therefore, you're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help my business, help it work. But when you charge interest, there's no betachin involved. You're very confident that you're getting your money. You lend $1 million and you're getting it 10%, you're making $100,000 a year. It's good to go. There's no need to worry about it. So you're going to lose your midas of betachin. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, cannot charge interest. I want you to have a relationship with me. I want you to have betachin. I want you to have betachin that everything is up to me when it comes to panasa. And Kli Yakar adds on unbelievable, and he says that why you're allowed to lend ribbis to a guy, you're allowed to charge interest to a guy. He says, you know why? Because a non-Jew is not so trustworthy. He might not pay back. And therefore, the investment in such an interest is not so good. It's not so, you're not so confident about it. It's not so much of a sure shot. And therefore, it's mutter to lend to a non-Jew with interest, because there, you do have to be samech on the midas habatachin and to rely on the Kadosh Baruch Hu to give you the panasa. And Rabbi Chaim Kaufman adds on even more. It says in the Baal HaTurim that the word neshach, which in the Torah the word ribbis is called neshach, biting. The Baal HaTurim says it's the same letters as nachash. Neshach and nachash have the same letters. What's the pshat? So Zok Rabbi Chaim Kaufman, a beautiful pshat. He says that we know that the nachash got a call from Kadosh Baruch Hu that va'ofra toichal koyim echiyecha. A nachash has no problems with parnasa. It eats the sand. The sand is always available. And therefore, he has no reason to daven the Kadosh Baruch Hu for any food. The food is readily available. He has no right relationship. He doesn't have to work on his betachim because it's very available. And therefore, someone who charges neshech, charges ribbis, is similar to a nachash, where he does not have and not zoicha to the midah of betachim. So we learn from this, the connection, and from this parasha, how important it is to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to know that ultimately everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like a